With the rise in tuition fees, scholarships are getting more and more important. To raise cash, exclusive art was made for Napier University 13 years ago. But I'm here at the busy Open Eye Gallery, where they are on public display for the first time. I spoke to artist Barbara Ray, who is at the heart of the project.
Well, I'm exhibiting this print of Fast Castle, which is from the Napier Suite.
And you yourself have association with the university.
Yes, I've got an honorary degree, which is really nice.
How did you get involved in scholarship?
One of my friends, Colin Bryce, was Dean of Arts and Education, I think that was his title. And I suggested to him that Napier should consider a suite of prints in order to raise funds for a student fund. And so he loved that idea, and we got together all these artists who willingly contributed their time, and subsequently they were sold as portfolios. But now I feel that it's time for these to have a public viewing rather than sitting in a plan chest at Sight Hill. You know, my work has followed several influences, and when I came to do this print of Fast Castle, I wanted to do something that was connected to Napier. And the embossing that you see on the side, this is some of Napier's writings and calculations. And he has an association with Fast Castle down in East Lothian.
And what are you hoping does the result from this exhibition? What is the overall aim?
Well, I want the portfolio as a whole to be seen by a much wider public, which it will do here, because Napier didn't have the opportunity. They might have shown it as a suite in the university, but it wouldn't get the public that it's going to get here. It's going to be wonderful to expose these. So the association with the Open Eye and Napier will continue beyond this exhibition, and that hopefully will generate a lot of funds for the student well-being.
I also spoke to award-winning artist Frank Pottinger about his career and his style of art.
And you started life out as an engineer.
That's right.
And when did you decide to become an artist?
Well, when I came back from National Service, I decided I didn't want to go on the way I was with the job I had. It was okay, but no, I wanted to be an artist, so I had to get stuck in and get one or two qualifications at that age, which wasn't all that easy. To be a teacher, and then I retired from that and continued, thank goodness. I'm still in reasonable health to do it, you know.
Can you tell us a bit about your drawing here?
Set against a background of landscape, which has been my concern all these years. I've had a vernacular theme for years and years and years. The way people speak, the way they work, the artifacts that they use in the shaping of the countryside. And I have a feeling that there's a kind of affinity with all that. In springtime, the farmers go across the field and rake it up, a big rake. So in a way, it's that, and it's like a plough, and this is like a hillside. So that they're all, I hope, combined in a way that's harmonious, you know.
The exhibition will be at the Open Eye Gallery until the 20th of April. This is Tristan Davis for The Edinburgh Reporter.